The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Funko De Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rock.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool? See, they do float. Look at that. I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to the Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are back. Total Divas, Season 5, Episode 6. So sorry for the delay, everybody. Moving really sucks. So we are going to take a quick break because we don't want to delay you any further, and then we're going to let you know everything that happened on this week's episode of Total Divas. So you're listening to the Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
I just gotta let it out, show it to the world and spread it all around. Feel it burning in my body. It's time for them to see what I got in me. I wanna let it out.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns.
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. Are you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today. Thursday nights, you need to experience The Rack. From wrestling news, discussions, and interviews with wrestling's biggest superstars, like Kane, Seth Rollins, Edge, and more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on RackRadioShow.com.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett, the king of the mountain and founder of Global Force Wrestling, and you're listening to Rack Radio Show.
And welcome back to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back, Total Divas Season 5, Episode 6, and we are in Buffalo, New York with Nikki and her cute little polka dot dress.
Who from the Flintstones does she remind you of? It's like a mix between Wilma and Fred.
She's doing Marilyn action in with her dress.
I see that, but it reminds me of a Flintstones outfit. Or a Dusty Rhodes thing.
A Dusty Rhodes Flintstone thing?
Well, he was all about the polka dots. John Cena is hosting today's show this week. So Nikki wanted to go to Phoenix, and, you know, you can't stay in my place, says Bree. Apparently, Bree's worn out her work. Welcome.
Nikki.
Oh, Jesus.
Apparently, Nikki does not like to be alone. She's called the needy monster. She's very clingy.
They're calling her a leech.
Oh, that is not fair. I'm married. You can't come stay with me. She's trying to get pregnant, Nikki. She has needs.
Brian and Bree need some alone time.
We need to make the magic happen.
This injury just reminds you how precious life is and how quickly someone you love can be taken away. Nikki Bella. Oh, it's this one. Okay, this is where John breaks his nose. Okay.
Oh, here we go, y'all. And we see Trinity. Yay!
And there's Rosa, and they're all touching the baby belly.
Oh, we're having the family meeting for the first time.
Oh, no. This always goes well.
Oh, this is going to go well. The boyfriend's an atheist and the mom is super religious. This always goes well.
This is a match made in...
heaven?
Oh, they've only been dating for 6 months. Rosa and her boyfriend. Yeah, this... Anyway, this baby was totally planned.
Oh my. Oh dear. Okay. And if she's showing, she's 3 to 4, oh my god. Okay, alright. So we figured out when Rosa got pregnant.
Mm-hmm. But no, they've been having, yeah. Wait,
not judging. I'm just going to say that, not judging.
Wait, they're planning a baby shower. That's usually, it's even faster than we're thinking. Hey, it's a natty. Apparently natty heard a rumor she has to sign a new contract or something. Uh-oh. Apparently a fan was taking videos of Paige and Alicia Fox at a bar, and there's the video where they get the drink thrown in their face.
She dropped an F-bomb, and it trended worldwide.
I remember that. It did.
Okay, so Paige and Alicia are strategizing because it's going to be bad. The video's going to blow up. They're going to have problems. Alicia's stressed.
And they're like, come in. No cameras.
Oh, dear. Somebody's in trouble.
And here comes John Cena.
Oh, it's this match.
Yep.
It's this match. And there's everybody's second favorite Total Diva, Seth Rollins. Oh, how I've missed him.
It's been a while since we've seen him.
It's been a while since we've seen Seth.
It's only like 2 months, but still, it's been a while.
He needs to be on the male version of Total Divas. I'm just saying, just with all his drama that he's got going on.
Oh yeah.
And there's the knee to the face!
John's nose is literally on the other side of his face. Yes, it is. Nikki's like, oh crap.
Hey, Sano!
And yet he continued the match.
That's how you do it.
With his nose on the other side of his face.
That's how it goes.
It is. Yes, it is. It is how it goes. Oh, remember that missplash? Like, belly flop.
And face plant.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth taps out.
Yes, Cole. His nose is twice the size it should be.
It's all swollen, it's distorted, he's trying to cover the blood. Oh, please don't show them setting it.
So Carano's doing damage control. Alicia needs a lifestyle change. Interesting. At least we go to Tampa, Florida.
And we're at the Cena household. Natty brought a cake.
Good news, John Cena's nose has been moved back to the middle of his face. So John screams down, Nikki, I love you. And, sorry, Natty, I said Cena. Nice seeing you. Oh, John. Nikki has a fear of losing John.
Nikki really does not like to be alone.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
So we're in Tulsa, Oklahoma right now. And there's a lot of drama that's going to come.
Oh, there's oncoming drama. So Alicia and Paige. Alicia wants to do a lifestyle change. And Paige is Paige. They're leaving the arena. People are taking pictures.
And they're just randomly screaming. Alicia's coming to Orlando, and they're lifestyle changing this weekend. At least according to Alicia. I don't think Paige is on board for lifestyle changing.
Wait, did you just say turning 30 is not a big deal to most? Turning 30 is a big deal to a lot of people, Alicia.
Yeah, it is. We're going to party like it's 1999. Now they pinky swear for not getting into trouble. Hey, wait, wasn't that a PCB thing, the pinky swears?
Yes.
Uh-oh, now we see why the turn happened, because she's pinky swearing with everyone. Paige just goes around pinky swearing with anyone she can.
That's just not nice.
Can't trust her. So the Bella's on a red carpet for the 2K16 video game.
So we're talking about the match between Seth and John. Bree doesn't seem that impressed or that happy.
Everyone hates us. I don't know why. Many reasons. We're in Newport Beach now with Rosa and Bobby. He wanted someone who's a little crazy.
So Rosa and Bobby are very happy. They're excited for this next step in their lives. They're planning dinner.
Where Rosa can't cook. So she needs to talk to him about something. We're talking about religion at the grocery store.
Yeah, at the grocery. Oh, God. Oh, Rosa, no. No.
She wants him to fake religion.
And he's refusing, which he, has every right to. Basically, she wants the dinner to be perfect. She doesn't want her mother to find out that he's an atheist and freak out and hate him. I don't want to ask you to be something you don't believe in, but can you be something that you don't believe in for my mom? Oh! So she brings up baptizing the baby, and he says no. And he's basically like, that is a completely different conversation that we're going to have later. Not always, just saying. They're debating who treats people better, Christians or atheists. And
Yeah,
asking someone to compromise who they are for the sake of your mom never ends well. That's like every movie rom-com setup, like, ever.
And then here's the thing. This is the second time we've seen this in the show, when we had Jonathan and Eva.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least that one went sort of well.
I don't know, the family got really pissed after that one, so we'll have to see how this goes. But we're in the car with Alicia and Paige. They're out driving around. So they're going to get food.
This is great. Alicia doesn't want to drink. Paige is ordering drinks. This lifestyle change is going super well.
Mimosa's just champagne and orange juice. You get plastered off one mimosa. You definitely need a lifestyle change, because you cannot hold your liquor.
Well, now we're going to two. See, one wants to go furniture shopping, the other one wants to go to a bar and bingo. They're going to Stardust Bingo, where they auction off dildos.
That's awesome, and Alicia's like, dude, no. They're the baby isn't born yet. You don't need a baby-proof the house. She's like, he's going to think I'm an amazing mother because I already baby-proofed the house. And he's like, no, he's going to think you're crazy.
She's pretending she's doing all this and said she hired a chef. This is going, it's not going to go well. We're in Orlando. It's raining.
I have no words for this. I can't even. So, they're going gambling.
We're going to bingo. This is going to be epic. She's going to flirt with an old man or two because they're very charming.
Oh my God, the guy's like, don't give out your phone number.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. This is going to be amazing. Alicia's like, why are we here?
Paige. Oh, my God, Paige. 69, guys. All right, guys. All right.
So, basically, they go to bingo instead of going to the furniture store. Alicia's frustrated.
We just watched Divas play bingo.
That was epic.
That was awesome.
And now we're in Baltimore.
A slight contrast from Orlando, Florida. Bree wants a king. Nikki's like, I want to get 2 pens.
So, basically, Bree wants to stay by herself and... She wants to stop Nikki from being the cling monster, and Nikki wants to room with her, and Nikki doesn't want to stay alone. And Bree basically tells her to grow up.
Right. Pretty much, yeah. So there's Rosa's mother.
So we're back with Rosa and Mom. So Bobby's father is there. They brought flowers.
Rosa's happy. They're hitting it off.
And we have steak and potatoes. Yeah, her mom's going to be a part of the baby shower. She's really excited. And now the mom asks to pray.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. This is awkward. This is so awkward. It's amazing.
Oh, no.
Oh my god, this is so awkward.
This isn't his thing, is the phrase.
It isn't his, I mean, that, because that so just explains it, is it's not my thing.
This is so awkward. The three of them are holding hands and he's just sitting there, waiting. That was awkward, I'm not gonna lie.
That was supremely awkward. Like, this whole thing is just...
More's coming. So we go to Orlando, back with Paige and Alicia.
They're going to a bar. Wait, did they say Steven was Paige's roommate? Where's Paige's...
boyfriend?
Yeah.
I think the dude lives with the two of them.
Oh, does he?
I think.
So basically, Alicia's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about dinner and how good
it is. Oh no. She's bringing up the baby getting baptized.
And he's talking about how he wants to bring the baby up, and that, you know, he doesn't want to baptize the baby, and Rose is like...
You need your salad.
Oh, we didn't eat salad yet!
And he walks away.
Just tell her no. So basically, you know...
Let's not stress about this right now.
Yeah, we're not going to stress about it. Rosa kind of clears the air. She and Bobby agree, well, we don't know what we're going to do. We'll figure it out.
Bobby's father's like, don't let it dominate your life. Everything will work out. At least he has a cool head about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ultimately, it's their baby, and if they want to baptize the baby, they can. It's...
Oh, no.
Oh, no. As we see Nikki going into a room, going in a breeze room, which she did get two beds.
She don't want the camera. She just wants everyone out. Oh, she just got another key. She said she was Bree. Maybe Bree wants to just be by herself.
Yeah, I mean, Nikki's like, I don't understand. This is so rude, you know, that she won't let me stay in her room, even though she told me she didn't want to. And Bree's pissed, rightfully so.
We're back in Orlando with Paige.
She's coming home.
Alicia's not happy. She's not in the best of mood right now. She's 29. She wants to mature.
Basically, Alicia wants to grow. She wants to go beyond being the party chick. The video had a larger impact on Alicia than it did on Paige.
Because it should, because one's 22, one's 29.
Yep, and she wants Paige to support her decision.
Paige is not ready to settle down, but she will be there for Alicia. And then make up.
Aww.
Now we transition back to Baltimore.
Oh god, Nikki's wanting to go to Natty's room.
And now Natty has to put some pants on.
Basically, Nikki gets scared. She doesn't like being alone.
Apparently, when she's alone, she hears noises. She has nightmares. So it's, you know, talk about issues with, you know, that how she lost her grandfather, and she never had the father figure, and it sort of affects her. She has the fear of everything being taken away. She never wants to lose John Cena.
Because she depends on him. She relies on him.
Oh, yeah. Which is totally understandable. And actually totally reasonable.
And completely reasonable, yeah. But I think she needs to also lean on herself, too.
Furniture store is closed, so where are they going?
They're going to a taxidermy place. Oh, this should be fun.
Do they have anything in teal?
No unicorns.
Damn. No unicorns. So she bought something for Alicia's house.
They're bonding over dead animals. I don't even know what to... Hey, it's a boo-boo!
Thank you for picking that up. I was just going to say, did you see Bray Wyatt?
We have a Bray Wyatt sighting on Total Divas. Yay!
Hey, it's Mr. Belding.
Yay, Mr. Belding.
Apparently he's lost a lot of weight. Now we're having a serious conversation about Nicole with Natty and Bray. Bray's wondering why Nikki would be like this.
Basically, there's something more going on than just what is on the surface. Because the words that are getting dropped are debilitating and anxiety and some pretty heavy, heavy terms concerning this. And it's...
So now we're in Arizona with Bree and Nikki. And she's making tea. She's like, I'm pregnant. No. It's not serious. No.
Well, we all fear it, Nikki, but...
Right.
It's a eventuality, you know?
Yeah.
Basically, she's talking about how she's afraid of death and... She just has a hard time with loss. She has a hard time with death. She has a hard time with... Basically, it's loss. That's what it is. And the fear of losing someone. You know, losing John, losing her grandfather, losing her sister, losing herself.
Didn't she go start doing therapy?
Yes.
This is why. I said this is why. Because it's bringing up the past.
Yeah.
And it's playing a role in
that. Oh, I'm sure it is. It's probably getting worse because she is talking about her past and she is talking about issues.
And I'm not saying the therapy is bad. I'm just saying this is sort of what it does. It brings up the past, brings up issues, and they're more in the forefront of your mind rather than in the back of your mind.
Yeah, but at some point you have to...
Overcome it.
you have to overcome it. If you're constantly afraid, then you're not going to live your life. And I understand some people don't like to be alone, and I respect that, but you have to, you just have to sometimes fight through it, and you just have to do it on your own. You have to. That's being part of life, because she's not always going to have her sister there. She's not always going to have John there. She's not always going to have someone there that she can stay with. So at some point, she has to rely on herself to be able to be comfortable where she is and understand that she's safe and know that she's safe.
She's like, why don't you think I always watch Disney Channel when we're growing up?
So basically, they're going to stay next to each other. They're going to crack the door, and that's the solution.
That works, I guess. Oh, God. Oh, God, next week. Oh, God.
He's in a suit.
In a limo. Stretch limo. Party limo. Oh, Jesus.
I have no words. So, okay, so I think we have some things that we need to discuss.
Okay.
The whole, I kind of want to talk about the whole Christian atheist baptism thing.
Okay, let's do it.
Because to me, it's, I'm agnostic. Believe in God, don't necessarily believe in organized religion. So to me, it's, if you want to baptize the baby, it's just really kind of, if you don't believe in it, it's really just water on the kid's head.
Yeah.
Like that's all it is.
Pretty much, yeah.
I understand what it represents, but it's, if you really respect her religion and you really respect what she wants to do, then you do let her go ahead and baptize the baby, because then that way it's the baby on her side, in her mind, because it's really more for her peace of mind, is protected. Because for Christians, and Rosa was probably raised Catholic, that if unbaptized babies essentially go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hell, but it's like first level. They go to it's not purgatory, it's kind of like in between hell and purgatory. But they don't go to a good place. So for her and her peace of mind, is she baptized the baby, and then the baby goes to heaven. And the baby, if anything, God forbid, happens to the baby. So from his perspective, it's like, if you just let her baptize the baby, you can raise it any way that you want.
Right.
You know, her mother can't have any really say there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you have to make the mother understand at some point, look, we're not raising the baby in an ultra-religious household. This is how we're raising her. This is how we want, you know, we don't want her basically to have the fear of God put into her. But it's, you baptize the baby, you let her do the thing, and then you raise her however you two decide you want to raise her. At least that's how I see it. I could be completely wrong, and I probably am, but it's like, for me, it's just water. That's all it is. It's water on the kid's head. And it's peace of mind for the mother and the grandmother.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's like, you don't have to go along with it. Like she said, you don't have to be there. You can skip the whole spiel. But it's just, it's something that it's more for them than it is for the baby.
Right. Yeah. Because the baby's getting water dumped on him. And it's like, okay, you'll be taught this and you'll be taught that. But it's like, to a normal, or to someone who's not in a religion, like you said, it's just water on the head.
It's just water on your head. It's a ceremony and it's water on the head. That's all it is. So I'm sure we'll see more of that down the road, and I'm sure that will get resolved at some point. They'll figure it out. You know, it's something of, we see this a lot, and I think we all do this, where it's, we don't want to disappoint our parents. So it's, okay, well, we're going to pretend everything's fine and make our parents seem, oh, it's perfect, when it's really not. Because she was trying to lie to her mother to make her mother think, oh, this is perfect, and oh, this is great, and oh, isn't he wonderful, and it's all going to be okay because we're going to be together, and blah, 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 blah. Except he's not Christian. He's atheist, and the mother, being ultra religious, doesn't necessarily understand that. So to her, it's, oh, what are you going to do to the baby? It's like, you're not willing to play ball. Okay, so I'm going to write you off. So
right.
The whole thing is just,
Religion is always awkward.
Religion is awkward. Religion is difficult because you never know where people stand with religion. There are some people who are ultra religious who don't necessarily, this is awful, but don't have a sense of humor about it. That it's, this is what it is, this is what it says, they take it by the book, literally, and that's how they live their life, and that's fine.
That's them. But
that's them.
Yeah, but to, I don't know, to me it's like, it's harder to get, I don't know, it's hard to get along with people who throw that in your face, you know what I mean?
Well, it's a posterity thing. It's, well, I'm more Christian than you are, so I'm better than you. And that's where I take an issue with religion, is people use it as a way to hold it over someone.
Which they shouldn't.
which they shouldn't. You know, people use it as a way to exclude people. People use it as a way to hurt people. And that's not what it should be to me. And that's not what it is or what it was ever meant to be. But that's what it's become. And so it's, you know, I can understand his side of it of, I think that's what he wants to protect her from, is that mindset. Mm-hmm. Is not necessarily of, oh, you know, this whole God thing is crap, because he didn't say that.
No.
It's, he wants her to be raised with love and positivity and hope and all these wonderful attributes that he doesn't see in religion, because he has probably experienced those types of people that they hold it over people, they hurt people with it. He sees the pretension in religion and he doesn't want her to have that.
Yeah, and he, best way to put it, he brings a nice message.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's all about empowerment and her being happy and love, and that's fantastic. You know, he wants to raise her right, but he wants to raise, because I think a lot of people have a hard time disconnecting the fact that you can grow up happy and you can grow up positive and be a good person without religion.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have a really difficult time understanding that, and that's them, that's fine. But it's, to him, it's, she doesn't need religion to be a good person. We can teach her morals and we can teach her values that don't involve God.
Right.
And that's basically what he's trying to say, but he's not saying it right, so the mother doesn't understand it, and the mother is like, yeah, okay, bye. But yeah, the whole situation is just...
It's difficult. And the one other thing about it, it's like, it's hard to have that discussion with a camera 5 feet from your face.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is like, it's all staged for TV, so you know there were some conversations had after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know there were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, religion in itself is a conversational topic. People, unless you're part of the same religion, you don't really talk about it with others. You know?
You don't talk about it with others unless they're like-minded.
Right. That's a good way to put it.
It's because there's a very fond saying of the topics of conversation are the weather and something else. I forget what the exact phrasing is from My Fair Lady, but there's a line in that that basically is the chosen topics of conversation are weather and this. So no politics, no religion, no nothing. Those are the chosen. You stay away from those topics in polite conversation because you don't know where anybody stands. So you could completely say the wrong thing and offend somebody.
Well, it's a good thing we hit those topics often.
Right? We're so good about polite conversation.
Oh, God. Anyway, and I don't just think, oh, God, just offended someone, so, you know, oh, God.
Please send all hate mail
to media@wildtalkradio.com. His religion reminds me that he just should pray to the powers of the unicorn and the new day. All that positivity.
No, he should follow the buzzards.
Anyway.
He should totally follow them. No. So, yeah, I felt the need to talk about that because we didn't talk about it when it happened, because it's kind of one of those really long-winded conversations that we would have to stop the entire show to do it. But then there's also Nikki and her fear of being alone and her fear of loss, which is, I can respect that.
I totally can. I totally understand it because it is a fear.
It's a fear, but if it's crippling you that much, I always feel like people, and this is me because this is how I deal with things, is if something is crippling you like that, I don't feel like you should let it overtake your life. I don't feel like you should let something like that control you. I feel like you should, it's like it can either control you or you can control it. And you can say, no, I'm not going to be held down by this. I'm not going to be held back by this. And you push through it.
Mm-hmm.
And you do what you need to do. And it's something of her job, her life, basically dictates that she's going to have a lot of alone time and a lot of downtime together. And yeah, we all have those dark thoughts in the back of our head. That's how it goes. But it's, you don't entertain them. You know, it's, that's just how it is. And it's like, you're seeing a therapist. Maybe you should talk to your therapist about this.
Yeah, yeah. This is a topic that totally therapy would help with.
Because I guess for me, the big one is she feels like she's being choked when she's going to sleep. It's like, that's not good.
No, that's not good at all. Yeah. I would go talk to someone, a professional. Natty's not the professional.
I don't know. This is, the whole thing to me is weird.
Oh, it's very weird.
I mean, I completely respect Bree for wanting her privacy and wanting to be on her own. Because it's, look, and she had a point. It's like, Nikki just kind of barged in there with the cameras and Bree could have been naked, you know? It's like,
She could have been naked. She could have been doing many, many things. You never know.
She could have been, yeah, she could have been doing any number of things when the cameras walked in, and it's, oops.
Oh, you're there? Oh, okay.
I mean, it's something of if Bree's like, look, no, I want my privacy, Nikki should have the gumption to respect that and say, okay, well, then I'll figure something else out. If you absolutely positively have to travel somebody with somebody when John's not there, then get a travel buddy. You know, that's not your sister. Whether it's Natty, whether it's one of the other divas, it could be Dolph. Oh, wait, that could go bad. That could go
don't,
really,
no, it
really
can't
bad.
Be Dolph. Don't
do Dolph.
Don't. Well, yeah, don't do Dolph.
Don't do Dolph. On every level, do not do Dolph. But, you know, it's find yourself a traveling buddy. Some that's not your sister. Because you have to respect the fact that Bree's going to want her privacy.
Right, and there'll probably be times she'll be all up for it, you know, sharing a room. Sometimes she just needs to have some space.
Which we all need our space. And she and Nikki spend a lot of time together. They work together. They probably travel together. So, yeah, I can understand wanting to go to your hotel room and get away from somebody for a while.
Yeah, I agree.
And then there's Paige and Alicia. Ah, the taxidermy store. I didn't even know such things existed. Thank you, Total Divas. Thank you for teaching me new things. If they had a turquoise unicorn, buy one. No, kidding.
No, she's not.
No, I'm not. Yay, decorating.
Anyway, I say that's it.
I say that's it. That does it for Total Divas Season 5, Episode 6. We're closing fast on the end of the season. Only 4 more episodes. No! At least I think, is it 10 or 12 this season?
I don't know.
We're going with 10. No! If it's 12, yay! Because I don't know. So, we have stuff to pimp?
Check out our show, Rack, Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/RackRadioShow, twitter.com/RackRadioShow. I'm at Wild Talk Radio. She's at Lynn's Ward. Yeah, and we'll be back next week for more Total Divas action. Well, technically and probably in a day, but for prosperity, in a week.
In a week, because I'm moving and we're late, and so sorry for the delay. Terribly sorry for the delay, but moving sucks. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next episode for Total Divas. Till then, bye!